follow the recipe. Follow instructions. It's so simple.
Welcome to today's episode of God is CEO. This is Olivia Omega, entrepreneur, wife, mom, and firm believer that our entrepreneurial purpose goes beyond our products and services. Join me on a journey as we elevate God's role in life, family, relationships, and entrepreneurship by taking cues from the ultimate chief executive officer. Every day is an opportunity to trust his handcrafted plan and make God CEO.
Some of you have received a download so detailed and specific from God on how to move forward in a situation, how to create something, exactly how to launch your next business or product. He's given you the blueprint. He's given you the plan. He's given you the recipe, and yet we still don't follow it. God's literally handed over a proven recipe for some things in our lives. And if you've heard from God, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So I'm all up in your Kool-Aid, all up in your grits or whatever, whatever you've got. I'm coming through, and hopefully God's speaking to you about something specific that he has downloaded into your heart, into your spirit, that you have either decided you're going to do your own way, or you're going to mix it up and make it your own and take some of his advice and do it another way. You've got it. You've got this blueprint in your hands. And this has happened to me. So I'm not calling you all out. And you know what? 100% of the time, I was about to say 95% of the time, but I'm sure it's about 100% of the time when the Lord gives me a topic for an episode for God is CEO, he's talking to me. So as I'm recording these, as you're listening to these episodes, please know that I am literally talking to myself and reminding myself of what God said to me. So hopefully this blesses you as well. So I'm not just calling y'all out, I'm calling myself out. He's downloaded this recipe, this plan into your hands. You have the ingredients, you have everything in your life right now that you need. No excuses. You have everything. And what do we do with it? We doubt the outcome. We doubt God, and we doubt that, okay, if I walk this path and I do these things and I follow the instructions and I follow the recipe, in our minds we're thinking it's not going to turn out the way I want it. It's not going to turn out the way I think God wants it for me. So we doubt the outcome. We also begin to question it altogether. Are you sure, Lord, this is what you want me to do? You want me to do it in this order? Well, what if I just do it in this order? We wonder if the measurements are right. We tweak it just a little bit to make it our own. And then we'll switch it up. Okay, God said to do it this way. He's given me these instructions, but I'm going to do it a little bit differently because it suits me or suits my situation or is convenient for me. We switch it up, not trusting in his holy plan and not trusting in his perfect will. And I've got a lot of examples for this. So many examples of this where I did it that way. Where I was like, okay, God, I hear you, and I am going to take your advice. I'm going to step in this new business. I'm going to launch this product. I'm going to retweak my offerings, and you've told me how to do it, but I'm going to listen. I'm listening to you, Lord, but I'm going to do it a little bit differently. I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to spice it up. I'm going to add my own seasonings, a special ingredient, because we doubt the outcome. So even when God's plan is perfect, the instructions don't have a single flaw. The recipe is complete. we still question it. Back in the day, way back when, I was doing a lot of food products, natural food products, consumer packaged goods, back in my early advertising years, we would always hire what we call a recipe tester. So these are people that would take a recipe that somebody has created, and then they would test it. Because a lot of times if you create a recipe, and for all of y'all who just finished up Thanksgiving, we're headed into Christmas, and all of the recipes that have been passed down in your family, and there's no real measurement, or in their mind, they've written this recipe out and they think it makes sense, but they've done it so many times, they don't realize they're missing an ingredient, or they don't realize that actually it would turn out better if the oven was set to 350 instead of 375, or we're a little bit off on the water, we need to add a couple tablespoons more. So we have these recipe testers that will take a recipe, that will make the recipe and sometimes make it even multiple times to make sure that it is perfect, that the recipe can be understood by the average person, that we're not doing conflicting instructions, that we don't say do this here and then we come back and say do this and it doesn't make sense, to make sure that we're not using jargon that isn't understandable by many people, to make sure that our the measurements and the quantities are perfect and understood, that we don't say tablespoon, we really mean teaspoon, etc. And that's done before a recipe is published or a cookbook is published or the recipe is disseminated and sent out to the world, which totally makes sense. So as God is giving us these downloads, we know that He is a perfect God. He sees the past, He sees the current situation that you're in, and He sees the future. So as He's giving you this recipe and these instructions to carry something out, to launch your business, to carry something out, to launch your business, to move forward in a direction that He has for you, that instruction and that recipe isn't missing anything. And it most definitely doesn't need our special touch and our own ingredient. I'm going to read from Proverbs. This is like Proverbs is the business, the bee's knees. It's that book that has all of that in it. If you've ever read Proverbs, I want to encourage you to read one proverb a day. There's 31 of them. It ends with one of my favorite chapters, Proverbs 31. But you can literally take a proverb and read it every single day. You can start in a couple days. You could start December 1st, which is Monday, I believe, and take a proverb and read it every single day. And if you want to, go to my YouTube channel. It's just Olivia Omega on YouTube. And I have a series that I did where I read each proverb every day. So there are 31 videos on there of me going through each proverb. And hopefully that'll bless you. But we're going to read in the book of Proverbs to start to understand this a little bit more. And again, really wanting to encourage you to revisit, even go back to the old journals, go back to the downloads that you've received, even in 2020, even this year, revisit those things and then act accordingly, act out what God has given you. Take that secret sauce, that secret recipe, and that perfect plan that He's downloaded onto you and walk that out, trusting that the outcome is going to be the one that your heart desires and that God has for you. I'm going to tell you what I just did that was not that. In Proverbs 19:21, it says, "Many are the plans in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord, it will stand." The counsel of the Lord is strong. It's on a strong foundation. And again, because God has seen the past, He has seen what you've gone through, the struggles, the trials, the tears, the ups and downs in life. He sees where you are right now, and He sees the future of where you will go and where He has you to be. Therefore, God is the perfect counsel to give us instruction on how to step into the purpose that God has given us. The other scripture, and there's three total here in Proverbs. In Proverbs 16 and 9, it says, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." And then the last one, and this one is pretty popular, but so good. It's like, gosh, the word of God is so good and ever, it's hard to explain unless you experience it. It's remains the same, constant, but ever changing. And what I mean by that is every time I read this scripture, at every stage and phase of my life over the last 30 plus some years, the meaning of it is true, and yet the application and how my heart receives it is always evolving and shifts based on where I am right now. So this last one is Proverbs 3 verses 5 through 6. "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." In other version, it'll say, "and he shall make your paths straight." Lean not on your own understanding. A lot of times we look at the natural and the physical. And while I am no mathematician and I am not good at math, I will literally try to calculate in my mind, in the natural, how is this going to work out? How will this play out? And of course, in my little tiny brain, it doesn't look like it's going to work out. It doesn't look like it'll add up. It doesn't look like the ends will meet. It doesn't look like the stars are aligned. I can't figure it out, and therefore I doubt God's plan. But this says, lean not on your own understanding. Our understanding is so super limited. And here is a great example. Going back to Thanksgiving, I decided that I was going to try out a recipe that was passed down from my great-grandmother. My great-grandmother Harris in DC would make the most incredible potato rolls. They literally were the best rolls I've ever had in my entire life. And I have tried them throughout time. Tried and true, right? I remember first tasting them probably at 5 or 6 when I went to go visit my great-grandmother and my grandmother in DC. I flew from New York and was so excited for Christmas with them, for the holidays. And it didn't matter if it was Christmas or Thanksgiving or Easter or whatever major holiday it was, my great-grandmother Harris would make these potato rolls. And honestly, until much later in life, I didn't even know that they were potato rolls. I just knew that they had a ton of butter and were the best rolls I've ever tasted. So good. And she would make pans and pans of them, and she would put them in the freezer and pull them out. And then I remember going back and visiting when I was 10, still the same roll. They tasted exactly the same. So good. So buttery. The best rolls I've ever had. Fast forward, I remember visiting when I was 17 for Christmas. Here come these rolls again, the best rolls I've ever tasted. Grandma Harris soon after that passed away and left the recipe with my Grandma Tyler. And my Grandma Tyler, I don't even know if she ever really made those rolls. I think she had the recipe, but I don't think she made them. So the recipe was handed to her, and then somehow, years later, passed down to me and my mom. And I have this pink journal that I've kept lots of recipes in over the past. I think I started collecting them in this journal probably 15 years ago, maybe even 20. Probably 20 years ago, I've had this journal specifically for recipes. And so I wrote down exactly what this recipe was for these potato rolls. Exactly, word for word. And I even have in there little marks where I've updated or adjusted things based on what Grandma T told me. So she said, for example, you've got to use 1 cup of mashed potatoes. Okay, so that means I have to make my potatoes ahead of time. And then you have to put in there 1.5 cups of potato water. And this is the water that you boiled the potatoes in. So you can't dump all of that water out when you strain the potatoes. You have to set some aside and save it. But I made a little note in there because she said, you know what, the potato water has to be warm. So it can't just be sitting around all day. It has to be warm. Okay, so I made a little adjustment. So I made these little adjustments and made this recipe. All right, I'm ready to go. I am ready to make the infamous potato rolls that my great-grandmother Harris made, the best rolls I have ever tasted. About 20 years ago, when I first got this recipe, it was one of my first holidays, first Christmas, Thanksgiving, married. So here I am. I'm going to make these rolls that are so amazing for my new husband. This is 20 years ago. They didn't turn out quite right. And it was 20 years ago. I kind of don't even remember. I just remembered like these didn't quite taste like Grandma Harris's rolls. And I was really disappointed. So disappointed that I don't even know I told anyone that I had made them. They weren't horrible. They were maybe a little too yeasty and they just didn't taste right. So I never made those rolls again until 3 days ago. And I was like, okay, it's been 20 years. I can do this. I got this recipe. It's her recipe. I've got to be able to recreate these amazing, most delicious rolls I've ever tasted in my entire life. And this time, I don't know what I did before, but this time I made sure I was to the recipe, to the T. For those bakers that are out there, I am not a baker, but for those of you who bake, and even those who don't, you know that baking is meticulous. You can't just guess, I'm going to put this much baking powder in there. And I'm going to put this much. You can't guess with baking. Baking is a precision sport. It's precise. You've got to follow the instructions to a T. And so that is what I decided I was going to do. I made my mashed potatoes ahead of time so I could have the cup of mashed potatoes. I made sure that I had the mashed potato water or the potato water that I had boiled the potatoes in and it was still warm and I had a cup and a half of that. It required 2 packets of yeast. It required a total of 4 eggs and 6 cups of flour. And I followed the recipe to a T. And I want to tell you something that happened as I started to get into this. I added all of the liquid ingredients first, according to the recipe. And then I started to add the flour, and I added the first 3 cups of flour, 1 cup at a time, according to the recipe. I'm following this thing to a T. And all of a sudden I get really nervous because it said that this was supposed to become elastic. Any of bread makers out there understand what I'm talking about when it becomes elastic. This was not elastic. This was soup. This was super runny. It wasn't even dough. And so I started to freak out and I was like, maybe I need some extra flour. Maybe I need to, you know, what else? I started looking up online, starting to Google, like, how do I fix this? Because this is not, something is happening and it is not right. And then I was just like, Olivia, just trust the recipe. Just trust it. So I added, it said add 3 cups of flour, 1 cup at a time. So this is, I already added the 3. It was not elastic. It was super soupy. So it said add to another 3 cups of flour, 1 cup at a time. So I added the 1st cup, still soupy, not elastic, was not coming together at all like dough should come together. I added the 2nd cup, still not coming together. Still soupy. So I go back to the beginning of the recipe and I go through line by line. Where did I mess this up? Where did it said to add 1/2 cup of sugar, which seemed like a lot, but I did that. It said to add, like I said, the 2 cups of yeast, and it said to add the 2 cups of yeast into 1/2 cup of warm water. This was not the potato water. This was separate. and let it dissolve. I did that. So I'm going back through what happened and what went wrong. I added that third cup of flour. And I was like, if something doesn't come together, I don't know what else to do because I'm out of ingredients. There's nothing else to add here. And all of a sudden, I was like, wait a minute, it's starting to look like dough. It actually is starting to come together. I don't know if this is how it's supposed to come together the way Grandma T did it. And I never really watched her closely. If I had, gosh, I was a kid and I don't remember how she did it. Was it soupy for her too? And is this how it's supposed to go? But ultimately, it came together. And I was just thinking to myself, how many times do we start to walk out something that God has given us and we stop halfway because it doesn't look like what we think it should look like? Oh my gosh, can I get an amen? It doesn't look the way it's supposed to. God said to step out on faith and, you know, commit to this marriage and this family. And this is not what I signed up for. This doesn't look like what I thought it would look like. God said to launch X, Y, and Z business. Step out on faith. Do it this way. And you do it. This doesn't look like what I thought it would look like. And we kind of panic. I was panicking with this bread, y'all, because Thanksgiving dinner was about to be served in a couple hours. And I started to panic. Am I have to kind of run to the store and try to find rolls? What am I going to do? And I started panicking to the point where I was thinking about switching up the recipe. I started Googling to figure out what I should do. And that's what a lot of us are doing with God's plan. The recipe and the instructions he's given you on what to do, because it's not turning out exactly the way we want it. It's not looking the way we envisioned it in our mind. We start to look to others for direction. How many of y'all have done that? Where then you start to ask your cousin and your uncle and them and your girlfriend and your friend's wife and all of these other people trying to find out what you should do, asking for advice because you're desperate and you're panicked. And we don't even go back to God and say, God, you gave me this plan. You gave me this recipe. I'm halfway in the middle of this thing. It does not look right. Lord, what should I do? And I guarantee you, most likely he will say, continue on. I can just hear it. And I've heard it so many times, y'all. The Lord will say, daughter, continue on. Olivia, keep going. Finish out what I've told you to do. You're not done yet. Finish out the recipe. Continue in the instruction. We can't let doubt set in and turn around and turn back and do it our way and, you know, forget this, God. I have to save this because clearly, God, you don't know what you're talking about. And I'm going to tweak it and I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to go down this road instead of this road because this road looks really dark and scary. We do that all the time. But I promise you, as you step out in faith and as you continue down the road that he's placed you on and continue to walk out the instruction that he's given you, you'll end up with this final product that is beyond your own understanding. Like it says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, don't trust your own understanding, but acknowledge him. He'll direct your path. So as I keep going down with this recipe, as much as I wanted to quit and give up, as much as I wanted to use the advice that I found on Google, as much as I wanted to kind of tweak it and do it my own way, because I got scared, I kept going. And y'all, the rolls turned out. Now, I will say this, disclaimer, they did not taste like my Grandma Harris's, my great-grandma Harris's rolls. They just didn't. They just were missing a little something. And maybe it was the type of butter she used. Maybe it was, I don't know, the recipe doesn't even call for butter. But I know that she, at the end of the recipe, it says to roll out the rolls, cut them into pie shapes, roll them into crescents. If you can imagine that and picture that in your mind. Before you roll them into crescents, you want to dip the whole piece into butter so that it's drenched in butter. Then you roll the crescents. Then you brush more butter over the top. Then when you bake them and they come out of the oven, you put even more butter. So maybe it was the butter. I don't know. It didn't taste exactly like hers, but I will tell you that they came out. It was fine. All I had to do was trust that recipe. I want to encourage you to do the same. God is perfect. His plans are perfect. He uses imperfect people to implement his perfect plan, his perfect will, his perfect recipe, his perfect instruction. He uses imperfect people to implement his perfect instruction perfectly so that you and I can expect perfect perfection through him. I hope this encouraged you. I'm excited for, as this year kind of comes to a close, and just an opportunity to continue to minister to you and for all of us to continue to step into what God has for us for this year, in this moment, as we move on even into next year. God bless you, and I'll talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to God is CEO. Stay tuned for the next episode and make sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. God bless you and your business.